What the fuck is that? It's like a fucking flying saucer.
No fucking way. Maybe we better get Bob warmed up, just in case.
Just in case what, Reichert? Just in case it's a flying saucer? Sean Reichert glared at Weaver.
Yeah, just in case.
The four men sprinted down a narrow alley alongside the tosspot tumor. The alley opened up into a wide courtyard where Bobzilla was quartered. The huge armor-plated LAV-25 had been modified by the Phoenix Project designers to serve as the team's rolling base of operations. As they reached the rear hatch, a shadow momentarily blotted out the sunlight. They heeled around, necks craning, heads tilting back. Reichert's face paled despite his dark complexion.
Fuck!
Another silver disc hovered barely 5 yards overhead. As it slowly sank toward the courtyard, Robeson fumbled with the hatch latches and swung the heavy metal panel open on spring hinges.
Let's get locked and loaded!
Swiftly, he took an AK-108 and then passed one of the lightweight carbines to Weaver. Hayes reached around Robeson and snagged an FIM-921 Stinger shoulder-fired anti-aircraft rocket launcher. Reichert grabbed an M203 grenade launcher combined with an M16 rifle. With expert fingers, he loaded the weapon with three blunt-nosed 40mm explosive rounds. The disc slowly descended, but it didn't come to rest. From the half-dome on its undercarriage snaked out three gleaming legs. They, in turn, sprouted three claws that sank deeply into the muddy soil and lent the machine a resemblance to an old-fashioned milking stool, coated with a shifting sheath of quicksilver. A chill fist of dread squeezed Weaver's heart.
Let's not jump the gun, boys. We don't know what we're dealing with here.
Hayes placed the tube of the launcher on his right shoulder.
I'd say it's those fuckers that don't know what they're dealing with.
Weaver fearfully eyed the tripodal machine.
Heard that before, Major. But this time, we're not facing a bunch of childish savages with bows and arrows. We need to discuss tactics before we...
Three legs moving in unison, the machine took a weirdly graceful step forward.
Here's your tactics, Joe. Turn out the dogs!
The weapons in the hands of the four men came alive. The courtyard became a blazing inferno. Steel-jacketed bullets sparked a dozen miniature constellations on the rim of the disc ship's hull. Mike Hayes squeezed the trigger of the FIM-921, and the Stinger rocket leaped from the hollow bore, propelled by a wavery ribbon of smoke. It struck the disc ship broadside, the warhead detonating amid a billowing mushroom of black smoke and a blinding gush of flame that rolled over the hull. The flurry of grenades fired by the howling Sean Reichert burst all around the tripod, detonations blooming against and below it. Dirt and mud erupted, raining down in all directions. Smoke billowed, a shroud of gray enveloping the courtyard, completely obscuring the disc from view. As the roiling canopy of haze and smoke spread, Team Phoenix ceased fire. Robeson fanned the air in front of his face.
Oh, overwhelming firepower trumps tactics every fucking time.
Hayes dropped the rocket launcher.
Smooth!
He and Reichert bumped knuckles.
Team Phoenix for America! Fuck yeah!
Weaver squinted through the thinning vapor, his leaking eyes picking out the orange smears of flame. He realized that the entire rear of the tosspot tumor tavern had been pounded into a litter of broken, fire-laced kindling. The roof had collapsed, but he saw no sign of the silver tripod. Weaver lifted his spectacles and cleared his blurred vision with swipes of his fingers. When he was able to see more or less normally again, he realized why he couldn't find the disc. The craft had simply retracted its three legs and floated above the barrage. It hovered 30 yards above them, not so much as a smudge mark visible on its iridescent hull. But where the tripodal legs had been planted now stood three motionless figures. The drifting scraps of smoke imbued them with an eerie, ghostly quality. Although all three of them wore form-fitting silver-blue armor, two of them were almost identical in physique and features. Set deep beneath jutting brow ridges, their white eyes did not blink, nor did their craggy, scale-pebbled faces register emotion. Ovoid alloy shells rose from the rear of their body armor, sweeping up to enclose the back and upper portion of their hairless skulls. From the undersides of the shells, hair-thin filaments extended down to pierce both sides of their heads. Conduits stretched down from inch-thick reinforcing epaulets on their shoulders, connecting to the alloyed gauntlets that sheathed their extended right forearms and hands. From raised pods on the gauntlets rose three small flanges, curved like the letter S cut in halves. The ends of the flanges flared out like cobra's hoods, and red energy pulsed in the gaping mouths of the stylized serpent heads. The third figure was leaner, slighter in stature, but still obscured by floating planes of smoke and settling dust.
How dare you threaten a member of the Supreme Council? Lay down your weapons and beg me not to have you killed where you stand.
Major Mike Hayes stiffened in surprise, and his expression molded itself into one of contempt. He glanced toward Robeson and Reichert.
Well, isn't she mouthy?
He sighted down his Mag 58 subgun.
Beg this, bitch.
Although he had no idea of what kind of counsel the sharp-voiced woman referred to, sudden terror galvanized Joe Weaver to slap down the barrel of the Mag 58.
Mike, no!
Reichert braced the stock of the grenade launcher against his hip, aiming it at the three armored figures.
Team Phoenix for America!
Bolts of energy, glowing like globules of molten lava flung from catapults, struck Sean Reichert directly in the head, blowing away his face in a pinwheel burst of flame.
Fuck!
Frozen in place, Joe Weaver watched two more balls of seething energy explode against the heads of Mike Hayes and Larry Robeson. He caught only a fragmented glimpse of the one blazing toward him before his world turned into a dazzling orange flare, instantly followed by nothing.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.